Well, hello. A little time for a little Just Jackie. I missed you all for the month of October. So I will attempt to make several for this month. I have a lot to talk about. So here we go. The first one, listen to this. I don't have a wall up. You just don't have access to my drawbridge. Think about that for a second. It's not that I have a wall up. It's just that you don't have access to my drawbridge. So I looked up what's a drawbridge, and here's one definition. A bridge that's made to be raised up, let down, or drawn aside so as to permit or hinder passage. So my drawbridge is, I'm either going to permit your access to me, permit your, you know, availability, your being in my inner circle, or I'm going to hinder it. And so I want to talk about that in relation to like decisions we make when you have, let's just say there's a person who has continuously let you down or continuously hurt you or continuously not come through for you, whatever the case may be. Now, when I say that, I mean that this is really happening, not your perception of it, not your presumption of it, but time and time again, the person has failed to give you what it is you need. Well, at some point, I suggest you limit their access or hinder their access to you. It's kind of like, you know, you broke up with someone who, you know, wasn't good for you. The relationship was toxic. And then you keep allowing them to come back. Sometimes it's not even so much as you allowing them to come back, but sometimes you keep getting into the thing. You're following them on social media. You're trying to figure out what they're doing. You keep asking about them with your mutual friends. See, that's you. Like, basically, not only is the drawbridge up, but it's like you got a rope around them trying to pull them back. Okay? That's an extreme. We're not talking about that extreme. I'm saying if you're in a relationship and it's toxic and you get yourself out of it, guess what? Put the drawbridge down. Remove their access to you. Hinder their access to you. Sometimes people say, oh my gosh, you know, so-and-so is, you know, so standoffish, they have a wall up. Maybe that's not a wall. Maybe they just haven't given you access. So maybe it's not really them, it's you. Maybe they've chosen. Like, you may bring a lot of drama or a lot of negativity. And so they've chosen not to give you that kind of access. And so it's just something to think about. So when people say, hey, you're a little standoffish, you know? Or, you know, why you like, you know, why you got a wall up? Why you so closed in? You may want to remind them. There's lots of people that have access to the drawbridge. You just aren't one of them. So let's stop giving access to people who are not good for us. People who don't sharpen us, make us a better version of ourselves, encourage us, motivate us. Put the drawbridge down and remove the access. So they can call it a wall if they want. I like calling it a drawbridge, and I get to choose who has access. So that's it for Just Jackie. Until next time, which will be sooner than you think. Bye.